This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian won Iran's runoff presidential election. We hear more from the AP's John Gambrell.
Pezeshkian long has acknowledged that Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei remains at the top of Iran's government, and he also has never held any really sensitive security posts or nuclear negotiation posts. So it remains unclear just how much of an effect Pezeshkian will have. Meanwhile, a lot of Iranians are watching the upcoming presidential election in the U.S. that could see President Donald Trump returned, who pulled America out of that nuclear deal. So as of right now, Iran is watching to see what Pezeshkian is going to do and how the rest of the world is going to react.
John Gambrell from the Associated Press. What awaits the new UK leader Keir Starmer? Well, we hear next from the AP's Charles Deledesma.
Lise Butler, senior lecturer in modern history at City University of London, tells the AP the first 100 days of Starmer's premiership should see some ambitious moves.
The first big priority is going to be foreign policy. Starmer is going to be meeting with NATO leaders in the next week, and that's going to be followed by the European Political Communities Forum the following week. So we're going to really, I think, see Starmer reestablishing himself and reestablishing Britain as a leader, and I think in some ways trying to clean up Britain's reputation with the international community.
Butler adds, people in Britain want a big change. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Starmer also confirmed that he would not pursue a policy to deport asylum seekers who arrive in small boats to Rwanda. Ukraine says Russia launched an overnight drone attack across Ukraine, hitting an emergent energy facility in the Sumy region. There was no immediate reports of casualties or other damage details. This is VOA News. Israel said Friday that